Hello and welcome back to the Foxy Property Chat podcast. This is episode 2 of the all business side of things, where I find some quotes on the internet.
On the as yet unnamed version of this podcast, yes.
But I find some quotes, some different business leader thoughts. Jake hasn't read any of these, and I share them with Jake and get his thoughts, and we have a bit of a discussion. But yeah, it's mostly Jake giving his thoughts because I don't have much to add.
You don't have compiling thoughts?
Not thoughts that people want to hear anyway. Okay, so we're just going to jump straight in, and I've printed these pretty small, so if you're watching the video version, you'll see me squinting. Yeah. The first one is from Stephen Bartlett, who is the Diary of a CEO guy. He was on, he's on a UK TV show, Dragon's Den.
Is that the UK one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Like Shark Tank
And he's very popular on the internet. We actually saw him at VCon, didn't we, Jake?
We did. Yeah, I remember really liking him, actually.
Mm. Yep. Anyway, this quote, it's not his quote, by the way, he's just sharing. If you don't make mistakes, you aren't really trying. And I'll read a little bit of context here. Leaders, CEOs, and managers, this one is for you. Getting angry at people for making mistakes doesn't teach them not to make mistakes. It teaches them to start hiding mistakes. Great leaders never attach shame to mistakes. If there are no mistakes made, then there are simply no lessons to be learned.
I kind of take there's a few different ways to think about this. The main quote that you started with, if you don't make mistakes, you aren't really trying, I think that's kind of a general principle for yourself, and it like in business or in anything, you can't avoid the mistakes. Mm. So to me, the first thing I thought of was, you know, if you're not trying new things, if you're not testing, if you're not putting yourself out there, if you're not taking risks, then you're not gonna learn, you're not gonna grow, progress your business.
Yeah.
And mistakes are just a part of that. You can't do anything perfectly.
Do you feel like you're doing that in business at the moment?
I think there's always more we can do. I think there's, as probably Gary Vee would say, micro mistakes, micro losses, little things that you can do in the moment that, you know, aren't gonna put you out of business. There's probably lots of those little examples day to day. But then, you know, you can have bigger things that you're testing and trying, and some things work and some things don't. I think we could probably go back through a bunch of things that we've tried at Foxy that haven't worked out.
Online store
that, you know, looking back at it, I don't know that I'd say the idea was a mistake, but maybe the energy and effort and things that we put into it led to it not working as well as it maybe otherwise could have. But then the second part that you read that jumped out at me was getting angry at people at making mistakes doesn't teach them not to make them, it teaches them to start hiding them. And I think that's something that I have to, I guess, constantly remind myself, but the way that we approach things. So in our business, there's always daily, you know, mistakes that are made quite often and you're never going to get rid of them. So things like broken furniture or damaged houses or, you know, small things. When we're moving stuff in and out of houses over and over, there's always going to be those little mistakes. And one thing that Phoebe and I try to do is make it clear that I want to know about it. Yes, it's a mistake, but as long as we learn from it, it's not a big mistake. It's something that we accept. Mm. And as long as we're learning how to maybe avoid those in the future, what we can't accept is not knowing about those mistakes, because then from a business point of view, we get a call from an agent or a client and they tell us that our team's made a mistake. It makes us look very amateur.
You'd rather get on the front foot.
I'd rather fix the problem before it's even a problem.
Yeah.
So that's on Vivian and I to make it okay to make those mistakes and okay to come forward and put your hand up.
Sometimes it's actually can be a positive. You make a mistake and the way you deal with the mistake, people love that.
So. Absolutely, yeah. Mm. You ring somebody and say, look, this has happened, I'm really sorry about it, but here's what we've done to already fix it. Yeah, that's actually a net positive.
Trust.
Yep, absolutely.
I think this is it's a good parenting one too. Like your kid's obviously gonna make a bunch of mistakes.
Yep. It's about, I guess, resilience.
Yeah.
And it's okay to not make, you know, do things perfectly. It's okay to get things wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Let's move on. Gary Vee, he's features every week. He will feature here, and I think he's got probably
go-to. Yeah, okay.
He's the easiest one. I look on LinkedIn, and he's just the one with all the good quotes. So, okay, the quote: one step at a time. Your interest in getting it fast is always the vulnerability. And a little bit of context: you want the results fast because you don't truly enjoy the process of getting to that end result. To the end results, and really only desire the accolades that come with the work. Once you find something you actually love doing every day, you won't feel impatient, as the process will be the thing you want to do.
So I guess the first part of that is the patience, I guess. You're trying to do things fast. Everybody wants a quick fix or wants to get to the end. And when he says that that's your vulnerability, I think having listened to Gary Vee talk about this quite a bit, you know, he's talking about the fact that you will take shortcuts, you'll look for the thing that you think is going to give you the fast result, and it might not be the best thing, might not be the long-term play. So I guess that's part of it. But then the second part is he's saying if you love what you do and you, when he says you've got to love the process is the end goal, not the, you know, getting to the final, you know, line or prize or whatever it is you're trying to do. That shouldn't be all you're focused on. It should be on the process of getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love what you do and you love the process, then you're going to take your time and do it properly. You're going to, mm-hmm. you know, that in itself is the reward, I guess.
Yep.
I mean, I agree with that. It's not always easy to slow down, but, you know, we always try and take an approach that think about what the best thing for us long term is.
Yeah, sure.
It's essentially what he's saying, have patience. Yeah.
Well, you're stuck in the process. Well, you can be stuck in the process for quite a long time, so you may as
well. Well, it never ends, really, is it?
Like, yeah.
I mean, you can have goals and you'll hit them as you're going and you'll set new goals, but you're kind of in the process the whole time and you always will be.
Yeah.
So you got to enjoy it.
Now, the next one I just noticed is pretty much the same thing. It's from Gary Vee. He says,
saying it a different way.
Yeah, so much confusion on work ethic in the world. Enjoyment of your work, not the outcomes of your work, needs to be the goal. And again, that's pretty similar, isn't it?
The other part, I guess, that you can add to that is if you don't love what you're doing, somebody who does love it is going to outwork you and is going to outlast you. So you can't just, you know, do something that you don't enjoy and do it consistently and do it in the right way forever. Mm. It's just not going to work.
So yeah. I think there's also ways to, I don't know, everyone's got different situations and jobs and businesses, but for me personally, in my job, in the media side of things, I find what fires me up and what I really like doing is learning new things and experimenting mm-hmm. new types of, say, a video or transitions or effects. And I just every now and again will sprinkle them throughout my week. So I know I can't spend 5 days a week learning a new technique, but there's definitely some time there in the week where you can learn something and try and apply it to the job. Now, I am fortunate, I'm in a position to do that. Some people can't, you know, take time out of their weeks to experiment. Well, maybe they can, I don't know. Depends what
depends
the situation.
Depends on what they're doing, yeah.
But I find that for me, that's a really good way to do it. Cool. Now, the next one is from Simon Sinek. He wrote the book Start With Why? No.
Yes, Something About Why. Start With Why, and another one, Leaders Eat Last.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch.
Yeah,
but
okay. Now, this quote is, building a strong culture is what builds a strong organisation. Now, I put that in there because I thought, I'm pretty sure I've seen you say something similar to that before.
I mean, that's our whole kind of focus, isn't it? We talk all the time about team culture and the importance of it. And that's kind of our number one guiding North Star, you know, however you want to say it. So, you know, everything from recruitment to what we do during the day to how we approach most things in business here at Foxy, it comes back to, in some way, team culture and, you know, the impact that it has on team culture and how that kind of sets up success for the business overall. Mm. You know, people who love coming to work are going to do better work for you. So, I don't know. I don't have much more to say to that.
That's, no.
Yeah, underline cool. that one.
Next one is from Phil Nosworthy, and for those who are aware, he spoke at our conference. Well, not our conference, the Australian Home Staging Conference in February, and was very well received, probably top two in terms of feedback received.
Yep, I think that's true.
Positive
yeah.
feedback.
Yep.
Yeah. I've still got to get Phoebe to send me the feedback from the conference. We sent a survey out, so I've still got to go through that.
And Phoebe's gone through a lot of it, and I've seen most of the, or at least the first half of the responses, and there's some stuff to learn there and some really good responses, but yep.
So the quote here, three little sentences. So, if your current approach to work and life is resulting in certainty and callousness, there is still work to do. Growth and change should land us ever more deeply into ever more deeply into curiosity and compassion. There is the wisdom in the old saying, the more I learn, the less I claim to understand.
He said something else at the conference, which I wrote down, and I know that Phoebe's mentioned it as well, which is as a leader, you need curiosity, not certainty.
Yeah.
And certainty as a leader leads you to miss the opinions or ideas that might come from other people because you're certain that this is how something should be done, or that you're certain that this is the outcome, as opposed to being curious about other ways to do it or other people's opinions or just different context from different people and how they see things. So I guess this kind of leans into the same sort of thing. And it's, you know, the more you know you know, what's it say there? The more I learn, the less I claim to understand. So it's one of those things that I guess if you think you know the answer, you're probably going to miss other opportunities or other answers. Yeah. And it's about that being open to new things and never being kind of closed-minded.
Practically speaking, how do people apply that? Apart from just, I guess, asking more questions of their team, I suppose.
And I guess as the leader of a team, it's not something that you can just decide to do. You're going to have to keep reminding yourself that you need to be looking for feedback, open to feedback, asking people's opinions, and being okay to try things that maybe you don't think are going to work or might be different to how you would do it, letting people kind of try it and see what happens.
Sure.
Yep.
And maybe even go as far as setting time in the calendar for it. Again, it's a little bit different, but in terms of getting better at what I do and learning in the video side of things, I often will set time aside maybe once a week, once a fortnight, depending on what it is, to try and figure out something new, learn something new, or find a new, and you always find something, someone's doing something differently.
Yeah.
A little bit different, but yeah, anyway. Okay, the next one, this came from just some random person on LinkedIn. I don't think this person's like an influencer or anything, but I thought we might break it down. Okay. So this one is an image. It's called the ultimate formula for success. Now, it's basically three factors here. There's ideas, there's execution, and there's consistency. So this might take a bit of explaining. So let me just read through it. So ideas plus execution, but you'd lack consistency equals chaos. Consistency plus ideas, but you lack execution equals procrastination. Execution plus consistency, but you lack the ideas equals routine. When you add them all together, so you have the ideas, you have the execution, and you have the consistency, that equals success. Anything to add to that, Jake?
I mean, probably without the visual in front of you, that might have come across as a bit confusing, but looking at it, that all makes sense. You know, if you've the whole execution and consistency thing without the ideas, you're good at doing the doing, but nothing's changing.
Yeah.
So they're talking about routine, you're just kind of stuck in the same thing every day.
Yeah.
But having ideas is great, but if you don't actually act on the ideas, and there was a version of this, and I can't remember the quote exactly, but was it, you might be able to help me here, but something about knowledge without execution isn't actually growth or something that. Like it's all good going to things like conferences.
That's Phil as well.
Actually getting the ideas makes you feel like you're doing something, but if you don't actually execute and do something with it, it's actually not. It's just, again, procrastination.
That resonated with me big time,
But then the consistency thing is probably something some people miss. You know, having an idea and then going and doing the idea, but doing it once and that's the end of it doesn't lead to anything other than, you know, in this case it's saying chaos because you're just jumping from one thing to the next.
Yeah. I think we can all be a bit guilty of that as well.
And I think probably people are good at different parts of this in a way. You know, some people are good at coming up with the ideas and listening to podcasts or going to conferences and getting those new things. Some people are great at going home and actually doing it. A lot of people aren't. I think that's why that comes up a lot. A lot of people are better at listening and having the ideas but not doing anything with them. Consistency, I think, is underrated. I think sometimes you just need to do the little thing daily and you won't see results. You won't feel like anything's changed, but in the micro, like day to day, week to week. But then you look back 6 months later and go, oh, yeah, I have been doing that for that long, and actually, a whole lot has changed.
Like
it's an incremental thing, but not until you've had the consistency and the patience do you actually see the results.
I was talking to the guys this morning about running, and I went for a run this morning, and I did not see one other person out there this morning. Whereas on the first week of January, I tell you, I saw a lot of people out running, but here we are in late March and I did not see one other person. I was like, where is everyone? Okay, so Stephen Butler.
That's because it's getting dark and cold.
Yeah, we're in Queensland and it's, anyway, still March. So I think this next one is also, the next two, from Stephen Bartlett, the guy who led us off this episode. Okay, quote, don't think you deserve the job, apply for it anyways. Don't think your article is good enough, publish it anyways. Don't think they'll reply to your email, send it anyway. Don't self-reject.
I guess that's don't decide no for somebody else.
Yep.
Give some, and things like, I relate it to the whole, again, Gary Vee thing, like quality is subjective. Like you don't want to post a video because you don't think it's good enough, or you want to go through the four ideas for videos you've got and pick the one that you think is the best. Well, maybe the best one is actually one of the other ones. Put them all out. So yeah, don't say no for somebody else. Do it anyway and put yourself out there.
Yeah, well, it's so many times people say, oh, I didn't expect that video or that whatever article, book to do well, and it's just resonated. So you've got to let the public decide, or your audience decide.
Let the it's a market. The market has to decide, right? Like, what's good, what's quality, what's going to work? You don't get to decide that, the market does. So.
Yep. Okay, and I think we're on to the last one here. A quote, bad leaders believe their team works for them. Great leaders believe they work for their team. Jay, you're a leader. What do you reckon of that?
To me, the way that I think about this is that it's my job as the leader of a team to make those that are in the team make their job easier. So my job is to provide resources, it's to give clear direction and training, it's to provide the support, it's to give the feedback, it's to make the people who are in that team, their job and their life easier. Gary Vee's been saying this one for a while, you know, you work for them, not they work for you. And it took me a while to figure out what to get my head around how I think about that. But to me, that's what that is. It's you are there to make their life easier, their job easier, to make their job possible.
Sure.
And everything that comes with that.
Which ultimately will be better for you and your business.
Yeah, exactly. If they do their job well because I've made their job possible and easy to do, then it reflects well for the business.
Lovely. Well, that's all I got for you today, Jay.
I like it.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit shorter, but yeah, I thought it was good also. So thanks so much to the people out there listening and whoever's watching as well. Some of the reels that'll go up on social media, and we'll be back probably in another couple of weeks for another one.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cody.
Thank you.